You're listening to SBS News.
3 years ago and more, three wars and we suffer, every time they bombed the house from different sides. Once from the east and once from the west and from the north, and every time they asked us to evacuate, and every time we suffered from great fear. This time was the most, when they warned us, they warned people after us in two streets, and they called us and asked us to leave.
Gaza resident Fawzia Shamalakh and her family are searching through the rubble of her home. She says destruction has become a way of life for her family. She's come back to her bombed house in Gaza to discover if the family's possessions were recoverable. Some people have had to set up temporary shelters due to the buildings being destroyed. A fragile ceasefire deal to end nearly 3 days of fighting between Israel and Palestinian militants in Gaza appears to be holding, a sign the latest round of violence may have abated. The flare-up was the worst fighting between Israel and Gaza militant groups since Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers fought an 11-day war last year, adding to the destruction and misery that have plagued blockaded Gaza for years. Gilad Erdan, Israel's ambassador to the United Nations, says much of the destruction was caused by misfired Hamas rockets.
The Palestinian Islamic Jihad deliberately fired 1,100 rockets at Israeli civilians, with roughly 200 landing inside the Gaza Strip, killing innocent Palestinians and among them, sadly, young children. This is not an assessment. This is the hard truth, and Israel has the proof.
Ambassador Erdan claims that Hamas is a radical terror organization armed, funded, and trained by Iran, and says while rockets were being fired, its leader, Ziad al-Nakhala, was meeting with the Iranian leaders in Tehran and getting orders from them.
This is the enemy that Israel is facing, one that is willing to murder its own children while attempting to murder Israeli civilians and children. This is the reason, as even the Secretary General pointed out, that the PIJ, Palestinian Islamic Jihad, deployed their rockets and terror infrastructure among civilian population.
Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid says Israel had achieved all goals in its three-day onslaught targeting the Islamic Jihad militant group in Gaza.
Shalom lachem.
Operation Breaking Dawn returned the initiative to Israel. It restored Israeli deterrence. All goals were achieved. The entire senior military command of Islamic Jihad in Gaza was successfully targeted within 3 days. The strength and sophistication of the IDF hit the enemy a heavy blow.
He says the state of Israel would not apologize for using force to protect its citizens, but added that the deaths of innocent civilians, especially children, was heartbreaking. But Palestinian ambassador to the United Nations, Riyad Mansour, challenged the UN over the weekend's attacks.
How many more times will Israel get to justify bombing our people in Gaza until someone says enough is enough? Are you ready to say enough is enough? As the highest authority responsible for the maintenance of international peace and security, how many more years does it get to impose its inhumane blockade on 2 million people, half of them children, until someone says enough is enough?
UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric says Secretary General Antonio Guterres welcomed the ceasefire.
He said he was deeply saddened by the loss of life and injuries, including children from airstrikes in Gaza and indiscriminate firing of rockets towards Israel from population centers in Gaza by Palestinian Islamic Jihad and other militant groups. The Secretary General calls on all sides to observe the ceasefire, and he reaffirms the United Nations' commitment to the achievement of a two-state solution based on relevant UN resolutions, international law, and prior agreements, and the importance of restoring a political horizon.
Mr. Dujarric says humanitarian relief efforts are underway.
The Deputy Special Coordinator, Lynn Hastings, entered Gaza earlier this morning, leading the UN's humanitarian response on the ground. She spent the day meeting with our colleagues as well as other humanitarian agencies, families of people impacted by the escalation of violence, and civil society groups in order to begin assessing the damage and the needs in the aftermath of this current round of hostilities.
Alan Lee, SBS News.